Over 200 people marched from Eastern Michigan University's Student Center off campus and up LaForge to the University Green apartment complex where Demarius Reed was killed a week ago. The student-led march was a response to Reed's death and other recent acts of violence.
Stop!
The violence!
Increase!
The peace!
Increase!
The peace!
Increase!
The peace!
EMU junior Darius Simpson says he hopes this is just the initial reaction and others are ready to do something to stop the violence. Simpson says he wants a better connection between students and the city of Ypsilanti, but it's really going to take some student actions to solve the problem.
There's a real divide and a lot of tension that goes on between the Ypsilanti community outside of Eastern, so I like to see that. Outside of that, there's not much that needs to happen except for heightened security. I mean, mostly for me, the responsibility lies within us because it's our community. So I don't really expect much from the housing developments, much from the police. It's really on us to do something about this.
Demarius Reed's mother, Tanisha, says he was a wonderful child who loved life, football, and his family. She says she will always be proud of her son, who was the first in her family to go away to college and served as an inspiration to others.
He touched people in a way that you will remember. He touched you in a way that was so personal, so personal. He was so full of life and full of love. And I'm just grateful that I have had the opportunity to be his mother and that God blessed me with a child like that.
One of the people Demarius Reed left a mark on was Kimberly Turnquist. Turnquist is the mother of Julia Niswender, whose homicide police continue to investigate 10 months after she died, not far from where Reed was killed. Turnquist interviewed Reed a few weeks ago when he was applying for a job. She says she came to offer Reed's family a shoulder and to encourage people to speak up about both deaths. Turnquist says the entire community has had enough with the senseless violence.
When I found this out, I just instantly got sick to my stomach, knowing that I had just talked to him like 2 weeks before this. And knowing that his family was going to go through what me and my family have gone through. And the Eastern community, the students, knowing that the Eastern students have had enough. This is too much.
A visitation is scheduled for today in Chicago for Demarius Reed. His funeral will be Saturday in Harvey, Illinois. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.